What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
US TV host Conan O'Brien set to make his Ross Naroon debut on TG Cahir later this week. And Marion Nielinschig, who's the series producer with the show, was with us on the line today. Marion, how did this come about?
Hi, Andrea. So this came about when his team approached us to ask if he could appear on Ross Naroon to speak Irish as part of a television programme that he was making. So we were delighted with the request, yeah. And we looked at the episodes that we were going to be shooting while he was going to be here. And so we wrote a scene to work with the stories that were happening in the in that particular episode. And yes, and really that's how it all came about.
So they got on to you guys?
They came on, yeah. Got on to us here.
Yeah. Brilliant, yeah. Yeah. And I'm sure you got some land when you got the communication, well, did you?
We did, actually. You know, they had come on to us earlier before the writer's strikes. And so then everything was put on pause and we didn't know whether anything was going to happen. So we just carried on doing what we were doing. And then they came back to us and they said that they would be here at the beginning of January. And thankfully, we were still filming because we had about 6 weeks left in our shooting schedule at that time. And as I said, yes, we wrote a scene and it all worked out really, really well.
Paul McCluskey, who plays Vince, of course, in Ross Naroon, is with us as well today on the show. Paul, what was he like?
How you doing, Andrea?
How are you?
Sunny Galway. Now, he was great. I have to say, absolute gentleman.
Yeah.
A gentleman, professional, and very, very kind and considerate to everybody around him. You know, I mean, he was, you know, he's kind of, you know, he's part salesman, part politician, part kind of actor, part comedian. So there's loads of sides to him, and he loves the crack. I mean, everybody on the set, the crew, the cast, all the people that were involved in during the day, just, I don't think anybody had anything bad to say about him. He was an absolute gentleman.
He's very proud, though, isn't he, of his Irish connection? Like, he's here quite, you know, I don't say quite a bit, but he's here frequent enough.
He is. I think he spends a lot of time here, yeah. I'm sure he's from Massachusetts and Boston, so, I mean, he has a huge Irish heritage, huge family, I think, here, yeah.
Yeah. So he arrived on set, as Marion said, the scene, I suppose, he was sort of included him or was sort of written sort of specially nearly to include him. Was it tricky teaching him the lines or how was his Irish?
Thank you, that was my job, that was Kevin's, but yeah, he had a great time with that. I was lucky because I happened to be in that storyline at the time, so I won't give too much away, but my character Vince had ordered these balloons, and Conan was the delivery guy, and he arrived in the box. So I had a nice bit of crack outside the door because it was January; it was freezing cold.
Yeah.
So we stood outside, the pair of us, and he goes in to do his bit, and then when he comes out, I go in, and of course he was having a difficult time, and I was like, "Hey, Conan, you've got to get this. You've got to get this right, because if you don't get your bit right, I can't do my bit." And I stand out in the cold. Come on, man, get it together. And we had a great laugh. It was great fun.
Yeah. How long, Mairead Campbell, who's the show production manager, is on the line too with us, Paul. How long, so was he there or was he filming on set with you?
Hey, Andrea. He was there. He came in the morning and he was there like for the bulk of the day, kind of up until after lunch. Like they had a tight schedule and then we had maybe even an even tighter schedule because we had our regular scenes to shoot that day that we would have had scheduled in for weeks. You know, we have a fabulous cast and crew, you know, really strong, so professional. And they were delighted, but we also had to treat it as another scene in our working day. So while we had the best time ever with him, you know, we were conscious while he was here that we have to move on and shoot another 3, 4, 5 scenes after he goes. So it was brilliant. You know, it was really, really good fun. And I know at the time, like I was joking, you know, he has to shoot the scene in 40 minutes. It might have been a little bit longer, but he did lots of pieces of camera kind of outside of Rusnaroon, and got to see the set and meet a lot of people, like one of our writers, Oni Mazfirmada, some of the other cast members, and really give everybody a lot of time. So that was really nice.
So there was probably just a great buzz then, I imagine, was there around the...
Great fun. Yeah. I mean, he'd come in two buses, you know, with loads of American producers, his writers. So there was a great buzz when he was around. He got to come and see our sets, and it was like another world. I mean, he's done this in other countries, and he has been on other drama series, so he kind of knew what to expect and referenced other shows while he was here and stuff. So he did. He got it. He got it that we had a tight schedule and we had a lot to do as well.
Well, that's the thing, Marion. Like, Conan O'Brien isn't the first famous face beyond the Rosnaroon crew and set to feature on the programme.
No, he isn't. We've had a few over the years, and including Stephen Fry and Daniel O'Donnell. So it doesn't happen too often, but when it does, it's great. It's a great boost for the show, and we were delighted with the outcome.
Yeah. So is he the first in recent years? It's a while back, is it, since Daniel O'Donnell was on?
It is. It's a few years. Yeah. We had written a story where the Excel shop was being opened, and officially, and as part of Bobby Lee's story, Daniel O'Donnell was written as part of that story, actually, to come and to be there for when the shop opened. And so that's a couple of years ago now. And then prior to that was Stephen Fry. And so it's been a while, as I said, but it's a great opportunity for Rosnaroon and to showcase all we do here.
Mm. Is that, like, just even from an international perspective, the limelight, I suppose, and the buzz that it brings around, it's just the PR too around the programme?
No, it's great. You know, he comes with a huge following and speaks to an Irish American audience as well that would respond really well to his presence on any Irish language programme. So it's a huge opportunity for us in the room.
Yeah, I presume, Paul, you've no issue with some of the international stars joining the programme for the odd week here and there.
No, it's great. It's great. And I was you know, trying to get his phone number so as he, you know, get invited to LA and hang out at his house. No, it's great. I mean, it's great. It's a great nod to Rosnaroon and to put us on a bigger international stage and just to showcase it, and for him to show that he got it, you know, and he saw how hard the crew work and how well the show had run. It was a great thing. And all of the company that were with him, all the camera people and the production team with him, they were so friendly and so cooperative. It was a really great day. I enjoyed it immensely.
Because, Marie, when he was here, he was also, wasn't he, he was recording or filming his own programme to air on HBO. Am I right in saying you featured in that?
Yeah. I did, yeah. So his cameras were always rolling. You know, from the minute he got off the bus, he had his two camera operators, he had a boom over his head, and it was all for his show. Now, a good bit of that have featured on the show. They showed the scene itself, and they showed Kevin doing a fabulous job of teaching him all of his lines, and a little bit about Rosnaroon, some clips from like previous episodes. And then they show, a little bit with me, giving him a little bit of a hard time to make sure that he delivers. But lots of fun. He's lots of humour, thankfully. Probably his Irish genes.
It's incredible publicity.
It is. It's amazing. You know, it is brilliant. Like, we've actually quite a large American following already. There's pockets we can see in our ratings of, like, people that might have left and are living in Boston or even in Canada. We can see that they must be having, like, little Rosnaroon parties. It's getting a bit of a cult following over there. So it's nice. It's nice for them to see that as well and have that little connection and, you know, boost those ratings over there as well. It's fabulous to be, you know, on something as big as HBO. Yeah, it's really exciting for sure.
What does it do, Paul, for the Irish language? There's been a lot of talk in recent months about, you know, the language and its revival and interest in it. So what does something like this, having the likes of Conan O'Brien, you know, star in the show, do for it?
Yeah, it can only help. I mean, exposure is always a good thing. That, you know, as the old saying goes, there's no such thing as bad publicity. I suppose internationally, there, as Ray was saying, there's an awful lot of expats, people in Ireland, or people in the United States who do tune into Tg Carr and get that sense of home. And I have friends who tune in from America who watch the show, you know, and listen to Tg Carr. So, I mean, it's absolutely brilliant, you know.
Just finally, Marion, is there any, like, what other celebrities or who else have you, you know, thinking of targeting, or who else is on your mind to try and get onto the programme?
Well, at the moment now, we're just focusing on the programme and just seeing who contacts us. We don't have a list of people, as it happened, that that we contact, you know, for this, because, you know, as I said before, it we want it to work for the programme, and it's the needs of the programme that we put first. So, but we are open to conversations.
Yeah. When does the show air? Conan O'Brien. It's tomorrow evening. Yeah, so if people want to tune in. Yeah, 6:30 tomorrow evening.
8:30 tomorrow evening.
Brilliant. Well, listen, it's great to chat to you, Marion. Thanks a million for joining us today in the programme. Marion Nilinshig, also Paul McCluskey, who plays Vince in the programme, and Mairead Campbell, who's their production manager of Ross na Rún.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.